This recording accompanies the language ab initio examination. Paper 2. Listening Comprehension for English, November 2024.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, novembre 2024.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua ab initio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva de inglés, noviembre 2024.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a student report to classmates about a bird's nest in the school garden.
Today I'm going to talk about the bird's nest in the school garden. Like us, the birds have a regular routine. From the camera inside the nest, we know they don't rest well during the night. Quite often, one or two of them wake up and move around before going back to sleep. They are all awake from 5 a.m, though, and they are so noisy. Perhaps they are hungry. Then, from around 8 o'clock, the parents start getting food. We often see them eating birdseed from the science lab window, but the young only get worms or insects. And in the evening, from 6 o'clock, it becomes really fun. Last week, for the first time, the young ones started playing outside, though not on the grass because of the school cat. Overall, although they look busy, they definitely have an easy life.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Today I'm going to talk about the bird's nest in the school garden. Like us, the birds have a regular routine. From the camera inside the nest, we know they don't rest well during the night. Quite often, one or two of them wake up and move around before going back to sleep. They are all awake from 5 a.m, though, and they are so noisy. Perhaps they are hungry. Then, from around 8 o'clock, the parents start getting food. We often see them eating birdseed from the science lab window, but the young only get worms or insects. And in the evening, from 6 o'clock, it becomes really fun. Last week, for the first time, the young ones started playing outside, though not on the grass because of the school cat. Overall, although they look busy, they definitely have an easy life.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Today I'm going to talk about the bird's nest in the school garden. Like us, the birds have a regular routine. From the camera inside the nest, we know they don't rest well during the night. Quite often, one or two of them wake up and move around before going back to sleep. They are all awake from 5 a.m, though, and they are so noisy. Perhaps they are hungry. Then, from around 8 o'clock, the parents start getting food. We often see them eating birdseed from the science lab window, but the young only get worms or insects. And in the evening, from 6 o'clock, it becomes really fun. Last week, for the first time, the young ones started playing outside, though not on the grass because of the school cat. Overall, although they look busy, they definitely have an easy life.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions.
Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear two friends, Mike and Jane, discuss the topic of friendship in a cafe.
Hi, Jane. Let's order drinks.
Already done, Mike. Let me tell you about a blog I read yesterday. It said friends are more important than family.
No way. Really, Jane?
I agree with the article. I love my friends. And I've got far fewer friends than family. A small number of good friends is best.
I have dozens of friends. And I think that's great.
What makes a friend then?
A friend is someone you can have a fun time with.
I think it's deeper than that. It's someone you can do anything with.
That's impossible in one person.
It's also someone you can disagree with and still be friends.
That's definitely important for me too.
Ah, here are our drinks. I do so much with my best friend. We went to Scandinavia last summer because we both really wanted to spend time in nature. We also went there because we wanted to see the midnight sun.
Where did you stay?
We camped out without a tent. We woke up each morning surrounded by the smell of trees.
Great. But did you always agree?
No, we argued every morning about when to get up.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hi, Jane. Let's order drinks.
Already done, Mike. Let me tell you about a blog I read yesterday. It said friends are more important than family.
No way. Really, Jane?
I agree with the article. I love my friends. And I've got far fewer friends than family. A small number of good friends is best.
I have dozens of friends. And I think that's great.
What makes a friend then?
A friend is someone you can have a fun time with.
I think it's deeper than that. It's someone you can do anything with.
That's impossible in one person.
It's also someone you can disagree with and still be friends.
That's definitely important for me too.
Ah, here are our drinks. I do so much with my best friend. We went to Scandinavia last summer because we both really wanted to spend time in nature. We also went there because we wanted to see the midnight sun.
Where did you stay?
We camped out without a tent. We woke up each morning surrounded by the smell of trees.
Great. But did you always agree?
No, we argued every morning about when to get up.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Hi, Jane. Let's order drinks.
Already done, Mike. Let me tell you about a blog I read yesterday. It said friends are more important than family.
No way. Really, Jane?
I agree with the article. I love my friends. And I've got far fewer friends than family. A small number of good friends is best.
I have dozens of friends. And I think that's great.
What makes a friend then?
A friend is someone you can have a fun time with.
I think it's deeper than that. It's someone you can do anything with.
That's impossible in one person.
It's also someone you can disagree with and still be friends.
That's definitely important for me too.
Ah, here are our drinks. I do so much with my best friend. We went to Scandinavia last summer because we both really wanted to spend time in nature. We also went there because we wanted to see the midnight sun.
Where did you stay?
We camped out without a tent. We woke up each morning surrounded by the smell of trees.
Great. But did you always agree?
No, we argued every morning about when to get up.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions.
Text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a podcast about a cliff tram. The presenter will introduce the cliff tram, then speak to a local expert, Chris.
I'm in a coastal town because I love being by the sea. Here, the major attraction is the cliff tram. However, the tram is shut for repairs, which is disappointing because the view on the way up is beautiful. And it is so nice to drink coffee looking out at the sea from the cafe at the top station. That said, I haven't used the tram at all this year. But every time I went on it before, I wondered who built it and when. Someone told me it was built in the early 20th century, but I think it looks older. She also said the tram once went all the way to the lighthouse, but the lighthouse is a long way from the tram, so that's not true. But we will soon find out the truth from local expert Chris, who I'm meeting here at the visitor center next to the bottom station. Hi, Chris. Tell us more about the tram.
Well, the Cliff Tram was built in 1861, 10 years after the Great Capital Exhibition of 1851, and 5 years after the lighthouse. Although it's only used by tourists now, the tram's original purpose was to bring fish up to the top of the cliff. At first, when it was coal-powered, it was owned by a local business person. Recently, it has been bought by a charity after much of the 20th century in the hands of the local council. Although the most famous picture of it is from the 1920s, the plan is to restore the tram to its earlier original design with modern equipment. The charity also wants to use a government grant to develop the cafe and attract senior citizens during the week with special lunch deals.
Thank you, Chris.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
I'm in a coastal town because I love being by the sea. Here, the major attraction is the Cliff Tram. However, the tram is shut for repairs, which is disappointing because the view on the way up is beautiful. And it is so nice to drink coffee looking out at the sea from the cafe at the top station. That said, I haven't used the tram at all this year. But every time I went on it before, I wondered who built it and when. Someone told me it was built in the early 20th century, but I think it looks older. She also said the tram once went all the way to the lighthouse, but the lighthouse is a long way from the tram, so that's not true. But we will soon find out the truth from local expert Chris, who I'm meeting here at the visitor center next to the bottom station. Hi, Chris. Tell us more about the tram.
Well, the Cliff Tram was built in 1861, 10 years after the Great Capital Exhibition of 1851, and 5 years after the lighthouse. Although it's only used by tourists now, the tram's original purpose was to bring fish up to the top of the cliff. At first, when it was coal-powered, it was owned by a local business person. Recently, it has been bought by a charity after much of the 20th century in the hands of the local council. Although the most famous picture of it is from the 1920s, the plan is to restore the tram to its earlier original design with modern equipment. The charity also wants to use a government grant to develop the cafe and attract senior citizens during the week with special lunch deals.
Thank you, Chris.
You
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
I'm in a coastal town because I love being by the sea. Here, the major attraction is the Cliff Tram. However, the tram is shut for repairs, which is disappointing because the view on the way up is beautiful. And it is so nice to drink coffee looking out at the sea from the cafe at the top station. That said, I haven't used the tram at all this year. But every time I went on it before, I wondered who built it and when. Someone told me it was built in the early 20th century, but I think it looks older. She also said the tram once went all the way to the lighthouse, but the lighthouse is a long way from the tram, so that's not true. But we will soon find out the truth from local expert Chris, who I'm meeting here at the visitor center next to the bottom station. Hi, Chris. Tell us more about the tram.
Well, the Cliff Tram was built in 1861, 10 years after the Great Capital Exhibition of 1851, and 5 years after the lighthouse. Although it's only used by tourists now, the tram's original purpose was to bring fish up to the top of the cliff. At first, when it was coal-powered, it was owned by a local business person. Recently, it has been bought by a charity after much of the 20th century in the hands of the local council. Although the most famous picture of it is from the 1920s, the plan is to restore the tram to its earlier original design with modern equipment. The charity also wants to use a government grant to develop the cafe and attract senior citizens during the week with special lunch deals.
Thank you, Chris.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.